Barhead. Barhead would be a vastly different community, and not for the better if it was not for the efforts of its volunteers. On April 19, the community had a chance to thank the efforts of its volunteers during the annual appreciation event at Bethel Pentecostal Church. In particular, the community recognized the contributions of its special award winners, which the Blue Heron Support Services Association, BHSSA, board received the Make a Difference Award for a group or organization. Brenda Visser, who received the Longstanding Service Award. Karsten Grabeler, who received the Youth of the Year Award. Michelle Rao, who received the Herman's Heroes Award. And Diane Stanip, who received the Rosemary Empey Award for Volunteer of the Year. This year it took the form of a brunch catered by Barhead Composite High School, BCHS, food studies students featuring entertainment from winners of the recent Barhead Rotary Music Festival, including a duet from Courtney Harrison Jamie Kalmbach and the Barhead Elementary School Grade 2 Choir along with keynote speakers Ng and Cone DeHert. Barhead and District Family and Community Support Services, FCSS, Community and Volunteer Development Coordinator and member of the Volunteer Appreciation Committee Tricia Enman said volunteerism is critical in maintaining a healthy community. I could quote statistics on how volunteerism combats depression, fights off feelings of isolation and improves overall mental health, she said. Or I could reiterate how all these events would not be possible without volunteers. Of course, all of these things are true, but the greatest purpose and benefit of volunteering is the sense of connectedness that comes with being active and present in our community. Enman added that volunteerism is as important as ever because people are increasingly becoming more disconnected, whether it is because of the after-effects of the pandemic, the hecticness of people's lives from two-parent working households, children enrolled in countless extracurricular activities or technology. Volunteering is so critical. We need to get back in touch with our need as humans to feel that sense of belonging, she said. We also need to encourage our kids to get involved with things bigger than ourselves. It helps them facilitate feelings of hope and personal responsibility that I feel are missing in some of our youth. It also prevents apathy, which I think some of our kids have fallen victim to. Athabasca Barhead Westlock MLA Glenn Van Deken said he was honored to be part of the event, noting volunteerism is especially important in rural communities. At the end of the day, our rural communities are established and thrive because of the volunteer work people do in the community, he said. Award winners: The Herman's Heroes Award, sponsored by the Barhead Royal Canadian Legion and named after Korean War veteran and longtime Legion member and volunteer Herman Barkemeyer, is a recent addition to Barhead's awards, being awarded to the award's namesake in 2018. What makes this award unique is that last year's recipient, Florette Measures, chooses the current year's winner. It is my honor to choose Michelle Rao as the 2023 Herman's Hero recipient for both her time and dedication that she does for so many in our community, she said, adding that she has known Rao for 25 years. Rao's many volunteer exploits include 12 years with Barhead and District Chamber of Commerce, many as one of the organizers of the community's biggest fundraiser, the Festival of Trees, 15 years volunteering with the Barhead Golf and Recreation Area, including a long tenure as its board president and 6 years with the Rotary Club. However, Measure said when she thinks about Rao's volunteer efforts as one of the organizers of the street festival, running up and down the street, making sure everything was in its place, giving attention to every detail, Make a Difference Award, the Make a Difference Award winners, the Blue Heron Board, Pia Gregg, Tricia Enman, Stephanie Gansicoele, Jennifer Kalmbach, Judy Bain, Kevin Visser, David Sharp, Jenny Hilbert Williams, and Ron Morissette, were nominated by Blue Heron Support Services staff. Mark Oberg, who MCED the event, among the board's many duties, their main job is to ensure Blue Heron meets its goal of supporting people of diverse abilities to live their lives in the community to the best of their abilities. That's a big job, he said. Longstanding Service Award given to an individual who demonstrated a long commitment to volunteer. Oberg said no one is a more deserving candidate than Brenda Visser. But in Visser's case, he said, it was the Longstanding Service Award. Some of the highlights of Visser's long career of volunteerism include serving on the Barhead Agricultural Society Board, including several years as treasurer, a position she also holds with the Evangelical Lutheran Women's Group and Barrhead Minor Hockey Association. She also sits on the boards of the Synod of Alberta and Territories, Mulhurst Camp and the Barrhead Music Festival, all while serving as a choirmaster and teaching Sunday school at her church. Outstanding Youth Award. The award is presented to a young person, 24 years old or younger, who demonstrates the best qualities of the community's youth through volunteering. Sophie McKenzie nominated this year's award winner Karsten Grabeler in large part due to his efforts in 4-H, where he has served as both president and vice president. He is also on the executive of the Alberta Junior Hereford Association, and spokesperson for Covers & Company, a cover crop and forage seed supplier dedicated to advocating for youth in agriculture, and is a junior coach for the Junior Rocks Curling Program. Rosemary Empey winner established in 1992 in remembrance of Rosemary Empey, a volunteer who dedicated countless hours to the community. This award is presented to an individual who has demonstrated outstanding commitment and dedication for the benefit of the community. This year's winner, Diane Stanup, was nominated by Debbie White. Stanup is a regular at FCSS, volunteering at Seniors Coffee Time, Meals on Wheels, Santa's Toy Box and the Food Bank. She's very reliable and is willing to help wherever needed. But what makes her unique is her ability to provide non-judgmental support and to make people feel connected, Oberg said. This is important because in many of the programs Diane is connected with, people are often at the low spot in their lives, yet she is able to make them feel like a part of the community. Barry Curtin, Town and Country Today, com.